From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. More harsh words today from the White House for the Taliban leaders of Afghanistan. The Taliban has refused to turn over Osama bin Laden and other members of his organization. Now the Bush administration says the Taliban can expect to be a target of the U.S. military response to the attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. The White House also moved forward today with plans for a new cabinet-level office to prevent future terrorist attacks. We have two reports. First, NPR's Don Gagne with the latest from the White House.
The Taliban's response to President Bush's demands came this morning. Through the media, they said before they turn Osama bin Laden or anyone else over to U.S. authorities, they would need to see evidence connecting them to the crime. The White House, which says bin Laden is a prime suspect, refuses to discuss the matter. President Bush's spokesman Ari Fleischer said this afternoon that the president will not negotiate with Afghanistan.
He expects the Taliban to honor the demands that he made in his speech last night to cease their efforts to support and harbor terrorists and to turn terrorists over to the United States or other authorities and to allow the United States access to the terrorist camps where the training took place to make certain that they are no longer training terrorists who can bring harm to people around the free world.
Asked if the deadline for the Taliban to cooperate has now officially passed, Fleischer would only say that the president continues to meet with his National Security Council and that planning for a military response is active and underway. The implication? Retaliatory strikes by the U.S. could come at any time. Separate from plans for military action by U.S. forces, the White House is also working to ease the fears of Americans by making this country less vulnerable to terrorists. Dozens of federal departments and agencies have long been involved in such work, and that's been part of the problem. They have not all communicated with one another effectively. Here's President Bush last night at the Capitol.
These efforts must be coordinated at the highest level. So tonight I announced the creation of a cabinet-level position reporting directly to me, the Office of Homeland Security.
The president appointed Pennsylvania's Republican Governor Tom Ridge to head the new office, but other than the naming of Ridge, the administration has so far had little information to share regarding the new Office of Homeland Security. It's not known, for example, what its budget will be or how it will be funded or what kind of staff it will have. Spokesman Ari Fleischer said many of the details are still being worked out. Homeland Defense was the subject of a Senate hearing on Capitol Hill today. Among those testifying was former Republican Senator Warren Rudman, co-chairman of the U.S. Commission on National Security, which issued its report in January. Rudman said that creating a Homeland Security office is a good idea, but only if the administration is truly committed to giving it resources and direct access to the president.
But I have to tell you, Mr. Chairman, I have enormous respect for the governor and his commission, but I have seen others come into the White House with supposedly high visibility positions, and a few months went by, and they weren't reporting to the president. They were talking to some staff aide. I hate to be that blunt, but I'm just going to lay it out the way it is.
President Bush, meanwhile, left the White House this afternoon to spend the weekend at Camp David, where tomorrow he will convene a National Security Council meeting via teleconference. On Sunday at Camp David, he'll participate in a ceremony raising the United States flag to full staff for the first time since the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.